Welcome to the teleconference annual informational meeting of the Black Point Beach Club Association, held on September 5th, 2020 at 9 a.m. While we will continue to teleconference public meetings in the future, I optimistically look forward to the next annual meeting in May when we can physically be together as a community. This meeting has been posted on the association website and social media. It is being recorded and minutes will be posted on the association website. After an introduction of board and officers and a brief review of past business, the meeting will be open for questions and comments. Members owning property at Black Point or living at Black Point and registered to vote in East Lyme may participate. To be recognized, please dial star 6 once the question and answer session has begun. I'd like to introduce the members and officers of the board and thank them for their extraordinary work during this exceptional year. Steve Beauchesne is vice chair. And the rest of the board is Will Fountain, Phil Lombardo, Rick Deschenko, and our recently elected Janet Bonelli and Sharon Bruce. I'd like to extend thanks to outgoing board members Mike Johnson, our intrepid Mayflower crew member, and Bill McDowell for their service. Your officers are Brooke Stevens, recording secretary, Ruth Ames, tax collector, and Al Capoza, treasurer. And I extend thanks to Cindy Donovan for her service as treasurer this past year. Jim Moffitt continues to work tirelessly as our association manager. I'd like to recognize the help we were given in communicating with the membership during these times of COVID. To John Campion, Kay Perulis, and Suzanne Smith for disseminating information. And to thank Colleen Chapin for being the expert and lead in our teleconferencing efforts. Thanks to our Zoning Commission, led by Jim Fox, our Zoning Board of Appeals, chaired by Colleen Chapin, and our Zoning Enforcement Officer, Jim Ventress. A few announcements before we open for public comments. One, please send your email address to the board at eog@blackpointbeachclub.com. And that way we can keep you updated on association news as it happens. You won't have to be checking the website every day. More and more people have done this recently, and it's enormously helpful for all. Number two, the beaches will be kept open till September 20th this year. They will be cleaned on weekends and on Wednesdays, barring storms, until September 20th. In anticipation of September storms, we ask that you have kayaks and small boats, well, kayaks removed from the racks before that final date, so we can remove the rest in case of a storm. Very often we'll have storms before the 20th. Activities of the board in the past year have included the following. There were some changes made in rules and bylaws. The clubhouse is now open for use from May to September, obviously not this year, but that's in the future. Short-term overnight parking at Whitecap is permitted with the approval of the board. Printed verification must be on the dashboard of the vehicle, and the Board of Governors is not liable for damage. Another change is there is no private use of right-of-ways. We just took out the disclaimer saying, unless you get special permission, and now it's across the board, no private use of right-of-ways. Another rule that was changed is now we do allow ball playing on the beach or in the water. It's permitted if it does not interfere with the safety or comfort of swimmers and bathers. And it's at the discretion of the association manager and, of course, any members that are concerned can ask either the people that that are playing ball, if it's disturbing them, to stop or ask the beach patrol to ask them. Okay, we have formed several committees and task force to spend some extra time looking at issues. The long-term fiscal planning, so the long-term capital expenditure committee? I'm not sure about that. Anyway. Capital Planning Asset Management. Thank you, Janet. It is a committee tasked to anticipate expenses over time and calculate how much money the association should be putting aside every year to avoid extreme special assessments as the one that we had this year. Fiscal demands are going to be increasing with all the anticipated long-term repairs and maintenance, and what we're putting away at this point will not be covering that. So this committee is going to look at all possible anticipated expenses and see how they can work that into the budget. The action steps of this committee include identifying long-term projects, estimating costs and time frames, and developing funding strategies. The work of this committee is posted online. In addition to that committee, there are several task forces composed of a few board members to look into things more deeply and make recommendations for the board to consider, addressing issues like parking, enforcement of rules, safety of swimmers and boaters, storage of small craft as demands increase. These small groups of board members gather relevant information and make recommendations to guide the board in decision making. Once any task force has completed their report and recommendations, that will be posted for the public to review before the board discusses and votes on recommendations. Hang on for a minute. I have some notes that I don't understand. What is open voting numbers? Oh, okay. Yes. Another task force is looking into what it would take to change the charter so that members whose homes are in trust may be able to vote. And another future issue to address that we'll be looking at is can we update our technology or expand our technology to better communicate with the public and perhaps to make it available to people who are renting the clubhouse. That said, we are now open, as soon as you hear Colleen switches to question and answer, we're open for comments and questions. Dial *6 to get in.
Can you tell how many people are out there?
Pardon me?
Can you tell how many people are out there?
Yeah, nobody right now.
Nobody?
Well, it takes a while to kick in.
Oh, no, but that could also say who's listening.
Oh, yeah, but I can't see that far. It should say up in that upper right-hand corner, otherwise Colleen can tell us. Colleen, can you see how many people are in attendance? Okay, I'll repeat that. I'm not sure if Colleen was speaking directly to me or to the community. So do not forget to dial *6 to get into the question and answer session and to be recognized.
Okay, Cindy Trokey has a question.
Yes, good morning. I'm still looking to find Robert Rules posted on the Black Point Beach Club Association's website so I can approach the board and committees appropriately. I'm not given the opportunity. I mean, I know that I'm giving the opportunity to comment through public comment part of the meeting, but have questions to discuss and to be answered by the board and other meetings. I would like to learn how to get the Board of Governors to put issues on the agenda, especially the important concerns I have about Black Point Beach Club Association's corporation's property and the members' right to the right of way. There are legal documents recorded in the land record held at the Town Hall of East Lyme. I know the members, I know as a member of Black Point Beach Club Association, all my rights as a member and other members too are not being protected by the Board of Governors, And I understand that you have task force, but I'm not sure how to even address them. So I would like to know how I'm supposed to be able to ask questions and get answers and be put on the agenda. Thank you.
I can answer that unless someone else wants to. Cindy, we will not be putting Robert's Rules of Orders on the website because it is an entire book. It can be gotten, excerpts can be gotten online. Books, the book, the most recent one, I believe, is the 11th edition, can be gotten at the library. However, if you have concerns that you want the board to address, you can email the Board of Governors at blackpointbeachclub.com. And then that goes to all of the boards, so it's not just the chair's decision whether to address a topic. It is, if it's not on the written agenda, if board members feel it needs to be addressed, it can be addressed at a meeting. So that is my recommendation. Does anybody else want to add to that? Does that answer your question, Cindy?
Yeah. So, like, I don't just email one person. Like, Will Fountain was doing the off-spray right-of-way, and I said it's not 30 feet wide. It's 40 feet wide, according to the map that I sent everyone that's sent a record on the East Lyme land records, and I get nothing back, or am I supposed to know how to interact or how to get any responses either?
If you send your concerns to the Board of Governors, everybody reads it, so that if it's something the board feels they can address, it will come up at the meeting. If you want specific questions answered by specific people, when you send the email to the Board of Governors, you can say to the attention of, so that while the whole board gets it, the individual whose attention you want can be the person to respond to you.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And that goes for all the membership, obviously. That would be the way to communicate with us, obviously, in person. We're in the community, but that would be the official way to communicate with us. Okay, if you have any questions or comments, please dial star 6. We don't see anyone else right now on the roster, but we'll wait a few minutes.
Okay, Barbara Johnson has a question. Go ahead.
I don't believe that explanation was satisfactory to the way I'm used of going to meetings in East Lyme. She's asking to be put on an agenda at a meeting. Okay, I haven't seen that happen. You have a set agenda, yes, public comments. That's not what she's talking about, I believe. She is talking about having a space set ahead of time on the proposed agenda to be able to speak and have the people on the board listen to her, okay, or whoever's on the phone, if that's how it's still going to be working, through no fault of anybody. But I don't believe that question was answered as it should be, or it has been with all the meetings in town. Can I have an answer to that?
Yes, and I'm going to pass you on after I make a comment. Thank you, Barbara. Because I may be in error, but my understanding is that at business meetings, the board in its entirety decides what is being put on the agenda and what needs to be addressed personally. I may be incorrect, so I am going to refer to Brooke Stevens, our recording secretary.
I mean, if somebody has a concern, like you said, if the board feels that it should be on the agenda to be discussed, then it can be. It's not, this is like a one-time instance. She has whatever concern she wants to address, the board decides to put it on the agenda. She's not asking for a permanent, you know, spot to discuss it.
So if a member asks to be put on the agenda, is that an automatic they are put on the agenda?
No, no.
Okay, so it's the determination of the board
absolutely.
To decide if at that business meeting it's an appropriate topic to address be addressed by the entire board.
Right.
That's our understanding, Barbara. I don't know if you want to, maybe we can chat personally at some point and you can enlighten me on any other, or if there's something you want to add now.
Yeah, because I don't believe that the answer was the way it could be. You seem to still stick to the same firm agenda without adding something where, through Robert's rules, you can at a meeting also add anybody to the agenda if it's approved by the board. But again, this is ahead of time I'm talking about, so that when you present the agenda, it goes to everybody who receives your website. That's what I'm talking about, not just public comments.
Barbara, I think what it boils down to is that at the business meeting, the group that decides what goes on the agenda is the board. So the public can make comments, can have comments posted, can present them during public comments time, but it's the board jointly that determines if it's going to actually go on the agenda for board discussion. That I do know from Robert's Rules, from my last reading of Robert's Rules in terms of the agenda. So that the options are, if the board does not determine it is appropriate for the agenda, then the options for members are to write in to get their comments posted by writing into the Board of Governors or to report during public comments.
Could you please ask our attorney what his suggestion would be and post it? Because I don't believe that the board can just decide what could be discussed, since we only have two meetings a year. There's always things that come up in between.
Barbara, there's no agenda at the two meetings. Well, there's agendas, but this is the meeting for anyone to say whatever they want within a reasonable amount of time. We're talking about business meetings, the ones that we have regularly almost every month, or special meetings, where the agenda is set by the board members, starting by the chair and then added by the board members if enough people deem it appropriate. But as a business meeting, it is the board's determination. I do know I read that in Robert's Rules of Order. We can compare notes, but I don't think we're going to spend association money to ask our lawyer for something that's available in writing and not too difficult to understand. Does anybody want to add to that?
No, I just think that it's still Lombardo, that if you look at our bylaws, there are two kinds of meetings, the member meeting, which access to all, and the board meetings, which are run by Robert's Rules. And Robert's Rules, I think, we're following, which is that you have to have the board's approval to put something on the agenda. But there are two different meetings, kinds of meetings.
So that may be the salient point, Barbara. There are two different kinds of meetings. There are business meetings for the Board of Governors, and there are community meetings where, like today, we're here for everyone to say what they think.
Well, thank you. It's not clear, but anyways, thank you for the answers.
Okay, thanks, Bob.
It's clear, but it's not.
I think we have
okay. Cindy Troche has another question.
Hi again.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Cindy.
Hello?
Colleen. Cindy, we can hear you.
Oh, you can. All right. So I'm just trying to get educated as a member myself, and I just find that this Board of Governors or anybody that can make decisions here should have the first concern of the members who are owners. I believe that that's what we are here, is owners of the property, and that should be a very important aspect of being here, that we have ownership. And I just find it very upsetting that the board is not trying to get educated with the charter, the bylaws that are supposed to support the charter, and also the deeds that say what we own and how we have our rights here to come and go and what is supposed to be used and how it's supposed to be used. And I'm finding that you guys do not want to address any of those issues. And that should be the first and foremost interest of this board. Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Colleen, it looks from here like there are no more call-ins. Am I accurate?
This is Ed Z.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
This is Ed Zito, 57 Nehantic. I just wanted to commend the board on their leadership and diligent efforts during this unusual summer season. I've also found all of the board members to be extremely accessible and willing to discuss any and all issues of the membership. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
Cheryl, what about the Freedom of Information Act that we were going to do? Are you going to talk about that?
Oh,
I reached out.
Great, but I just mentioned that. While we're waiting for other calls for anyone that's listening, the board is hoping to schedule an informational session with the State of Connecticut representation for the Freedom of Information Act. It will be for the board, but open to the public, and it will be teleconference to the community. I don't know if Mr. Hennick will actually show up in person, but we won't be able to accommodate everybody in the clubhouse. Okay, looks like maybe someone else is wanting to make a comment.
Mary Cahill would like to speak. This is Joan Hayes, but here is Mary Cahill.
Brace yourself.
Okay. Hi. This has been a real bad summer for all of us. Both in our houses are trying to do things that are so not normal for us. And I do want to be besides Ed Zero. I agree 100% that the board has done the best that they were able to do. Thank you.
Thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Ms. Green, you've been unmuted.
I'd like to second, this is Carol Green, 43 Seaview Avenue. I want to second what Mary Cahill said, and I just want to say thank you to all of you.
We appreciate that. Did you get that? Oh, I'm sorry, but we don't know who, we couldn't hear your name. We just got your address.
Carol. Oh, Carol Green.
Okay. Thanks, Carol.
Okay, bye.
Cindy Trokey has another question. She's been unmuted.
Yes, so I hear the comments that everyone believes that the board has done everything that they possibly can. And all I am asking as a member is for us to read our deeds and to understand the chart and to follow the chart bylaws to support it. So I'm very upset to hear that everybody wants to support the board for doing everything they possibly can. And here I am, a pleading member, to ask people to read our documentation that is recorded documents for property owners. And I feel that I'm getting a backlash from everyone, and it's not appreciated.
Thank you, Cindy. We're still open for comments. Dial star 6 if you would like to comment or question. Okay, I'll keep the floor open for the next 3 minutes. Now tell me, see how long you can hold your breath. For those of you who are listening, I'm assuming people can now hear, thanks to the efforts of Colleen Chapin. Would you please get the word out to your friends that the teleconferencing system seems to be successful now? I heard several people were not going to call in because it was difficult to hear in the past. And I do see that we have another caller, so we'll take that call. But please spread the word if you can hear it. Okay.
Go ahead, Kim.
Hi, Kim Craven, 46 East Shore. A couple of questions. Are rules and regulations given to renters, and do they sign off on them, or is it left to the responsibility of the owner of the property to do that? And are rules and regs given to people when they purchase in here, so they are aware of our regulations and rules? My other question is there any consideration given to doing a background check for renters. And would there be any consideration in doing a agency that handles associations? They would do our taxes, they would do our recordings, they would run our meetings, but we would still have a board. But the amount that we pay to the tax collector, the treasurer, and the secretary could go towards that, and they are up on association laws. And also, we may have some bargaining power when it comes to services that we need, because they would be connected with other agents. Thank you.
Okay. Does anybody want to start, or do you want me to start and add? Or Kim, I'm just going to tell you what my understanding is. I know I've spoken to Beth Brucker several times about rules and regs. Most, what's the word I'm looking for, rental agencies, realtors, thank you. Most realtors are that deal with Black Point are aware, and not all do share rules and regulations to renters. So in the end and after all, it is left to the owners. We have asked in the past that people renting their homes post the rules that are put out in the Black Pointer. They weren't completely put out this year because there were so many changes that had not been, that we had just recently made. But anyway, yes, my understanding is there is no way to assure that realtors will share that information. Likewise, when a home is purchased, there's no way to assure it. We can ask people who are selling to share the rules or to refer people to the website. Consideration of the background check. Frankly, maybe someone else knows, I don't know if that's legal because we're a municipality or a quasi-municipality. So I don't know if the board getting involved in that would even be legal. Does anyone have any thoughts about that? We have not discussed using an agency to administer. The thought has passed by people, but it hasn't come up as a serious discussion up until this point. Anybody want to add anything to that? Did I answer you to your satisfaction, Kim? Are you still there, Kim?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, is Kim?
Yes, hi.
Okay. Did you hear what we said?
I did hear what you said, but I had hung up, so then I had to dial back in.
Okay.
And you asked me what? I'm sorry.
I just asked if I answered you to your satisfaction, or if I needed.
Well, I guess my one question is, if we're a quasi-municipality, then does that not mean we're an association? I mean, because in associations, you can do background checks. So are you saying the quasi-municipality trumps
association? I'm not an authority. That would be my assumption, since we have a charter with the state of Connecticut. I think our constraints would be, that the trumping force would be the state of Connecticut. And again, mm-hmm. I'm just guessing on this. We could look into it further.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks, Kim. All right, we will start another 3-minute period for people to call in before we think that perhaps everyone has... here comes somebody. Okay.
Go ahead, Barbara. You're unmuted.
Yes, Barbara Johnston again. I'm asking that the 9 right-of-ways along the shoreline especially, are going to be surveyed. They should be done. It's not complete as far as I'm concerned. If we are a municipality, then I would believe it has to be proven that some of our property has been taken over without our going by a survey. The survey should have been done 3 or 4 years ago, and they're still not complete. I don't understand why these surveys have not been completed in all these years.
Steve, how many right-of-ways have been surveyed up till now? Yeah. Does anyone know?
It goes back further than my time.
I know in the recent past. Will, do you know? In the recent past, how many of our right-of-ways have been surveyed? Didn't we do two a couple of years ago?
Man.
Hang on, Barbara.
I don't know. I have no answer to that. But the South Beach Offspray Beach should definitely be surveyed.
We're just waiting for an answer. I know. We budgeted for two a couple of years ago. Long-term, we're planning on doing four, and we did two in the past few years. All right, hang on, Will's
Will. Will wrote down, we tried but have no documentation of ownership.
Okay, how many have been surveyed?
None.
Who did we take to do
two were attempted?
Right.
What does attempted mean?
We budgeted the money for it.
They researched it?
Yeah.
Okay. We didn't get any deed or anything definite on it.
Okay. Do we need a deed in order to get a survey? My understanding is that some surveys have been done in the past.
I think we have some on file. We should wait to hear from Jerry and see if it is.
Barbara, there's some confusion. We certainly discussed it. We budgeted money for it. It was going to be a few this year, a few next year. None of us has the records at our hand, so we will look into it. We'll look into it. And
I'm not satisfied with that answer, but I have no choice. There's nothing I can do. But I really think you should set a time or date that this should be completed.
All right, Will wants to respond to you. Hang on.
Adjacent owners can be measured, but not ours.
Right. The owners on either side of the right-of-way can have their property pinned out, and we would be the gap between it, correct?
But
you know, we don't know.
Unless you own it. Okay, so Barbara, here's the problem, and this is something that we've been talking about for several years, and may have to address it in a costlier fashion. We do not pay taxes on the right-of-way. The association does not pay taxes on the right-of-way. We no longer own the roads because the town provides services, puts water through, so that we have unofficially, but would be legally, we no longer own the roads. The right-of-ways are extensions of the roads. However, the town does not use the right-of-ways. It does not maintain the right-of-ways. We do that at our cost. So the question is, since we have no deeds for the right-of-ways, but the town doesn't use them or provide services, to address that legally will probably be costly, and we will start, if we have talked about exploring that. So I guess that has been the problem with getting the right-of-way surveyed. Unless we can prove we own them, we can't survey them. We can only go by neighbor's surveys of their property if they choose to do it. Thank you, Will. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay. So the problem is, it's not just the right-of-way. There's another little right-of-way between roads at Black Point that is not, nobody's paying taxes on it. Nobody claims it. It's like a never-never land. So right now, Black Point, Black Point maintains the right-of-way and uses them, but does not have a deed to them. So that is it in a nutshell. So we can continue using them, but we can't legally survey them. We can only go by the surveys of neighboring properties if those owners choose to have their property surveyed. Unless we get involved with the town of East Lyme, and it's complicated, which is why I guess we haven't been able to address it in the past. Does that answer your question? I know it's not a satisfying question, Barbara, but does that answer some of the clarify some of the complications?
You know me too well, that's not satisfactory, because if you're a municipality, then you have your own rights and way of doing things. But apparently you depend on East Lyme as the mother to be sometimes, and other times you just take the mother and say, oh, I can't be part of it. I'm totally confused about that part. East Lyme is not us. We are a municipality set by a charter. East Lyme is set by a charter of its own, okay? I really think that the more time goes on, it's getting more confused using each other. Maybe I shouldn't say it that way, but it's not right. We are an independent organization, not an association. And basically, I've been working and asking Will to do this for all these years, and for some reason you just don't want to put the money into surveys. We have a map from 1931 or charts or whatever you want to call it, and nothing seems to be able to get done. Then we don't own the property. People that join it own the property. It's being destroyed. Is that what you're saying? I'm sorry, but I can't take that in answer as saying you don't have deeds. Well, then do a survey anyway to see who has the deeds. Because after 15 years, it's taken over. I forgot the word. It's too early in the morning, but thank you anyway. I'll keep trying.
All right, if you have any comments or questions, please dial *6. I'll keep the board open for 2 more minutes, unless someone calls, and then we'll reset the clock.
There are a couple questions that have come in. I'm just going to go through each one. Jim Allen, I will unmute you.
Thank you. Cheryl, Jim Allen, 31 Seaspray. Just a quick question. I don't know if I'm getting ahead of you here. Were you going to be addressing removing the seaweed and at the bottom of Seaspray at the kayak launch? Thank you.
Jim, do you want to, well, let me introduce, we discussed it, Jim Allen, oh, sorry, Jim Moffitt, Jim Allen, we discussed it, how to go about that at the last board meeting on Thursday. Jim Moffitt got a bid, an estimate, from Mike Nebelon, and I believe it was $600 because his regular equipment can't get in there. And it seems to be a concern since we have the kayak racks up there that people can't access it. I think we're going to have to spend a little more time looking into problem solving. We spoke with Deb, and it does not seem like it's a reasonable thing for volunteers to do. I think we need to start looking next summer at how often does it happen and what our options are and what the expenses might be. If it's a one-time deal, that's one thing. If it's like a weekly thing, you know, so I think we're just going to need to take a look at it more closely, gather more data, and unfortunately, now that it's, you know, getting stormy weather, we're not going to get accurate data for summer use. So I don't believe the issue is closed, but we may not be able to do a whole lot of problem solving until we get a little more information about how we might what the problems are and how we might solve it. Jim, did you want to add anything to Martha? And Jim, I'd be happy to talk to you about it.
Okay, next question, Bob Gunther. Go ahead, you're unmuted.
Yeah, hi. On behalf of the silent majority of members, I'd like to applaud the board for its great job and courteous attitude toward everybody. And the second thing I would like to do is ask if the board could consider allowing golf carts to use the right-of-way for parking to give more car parking to the cars, members who have cars and don't have golf carts. And if they are public roads that the town owns, I would think we'd have the right to use golf carts on the public right-of-way. That's the question.
That is a good question, and that is currently being explored by a task force and will be discussed at a very soon future meeting, very possibly September.
Okay, thank you. Good answer.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Cindy Trokey, you've been unmuted.
Hi, this is actually Bob Trokey, 22 Blue Heron Road. We want to commend the board for all the work they've done, but I do have a question or a comment about the statement that we do not own the roads. I know we do not pay taxes on the roads, but no documentation has been provided that we don't own them. Gary Geschel, the town's planning director, has personally said to my wife Cindy and to Carol Ward that the town does not own the roads, that we own the roads, and yet this myth persists that because we don't pay taxes that we don't own the roads, and that is not true, and I would appreciate if the board could provide, if the board believes that we don't own the roads, that they could provide some legal documentation that shows that we don't, because the town officials are telling us that we own the roads, and yet our board is saying we don't own them. Mm-hmm. So that's one comment. My other comment is about recent actions by the Zoning Commission regarding things like length of grass and stumps and stuff. I think the Zoning Commission is overreaching in what they're doing. This is not a condominium association or that type of association where there's, you know, common landscapers that take care of people's, you know, properties and can take care of such things. These are individual properties. Some people live here year-round. Some people, you know, are here just for the summer. Other people are here less frequently than that, you know. And those of us who don't live here year-round, you know, are here to relax and enjoy the resources, you know, and you know, some people, you know, choose to take care of their property in some ways, and some people choose to take care of it in others, and some people do not choose to make their property their highest priority. I agree they should look respectable. You know, but I've been in other beach communities where people plant like beach grass and let that grow wild. And that would not be permitted in this association. So I just want to make that comment that I think we need to be careful that the Zoning Commission is treating our municipality like an association, and it is not. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Bob. back to the road. We, Will and I and several other people, have been back and forth with the town, and depending on who you talk to, nobody really wants, I don't think anyone in the town wants to own the right-of-way. I forget the legal term, but the town does own the roads, and the simple reason is for usage, but there's actually a legal term for it. There's no documentation, but if there were ever a disagreement between our association and the town on ownership of the roads, legally, we basically gave up the roads by accepting the services, the water, the sewage, the fire department, all of those things. So it's kind of been a never-never land, and it's only an issue if there are legal things involved, like having to have a deed to get a survey. But there is the only way to solve it absolutely legally would be through an expensive legal procedure. Okay, thank you for your comments. Anybody want to add to that? Okay, we have someone else calling in.
Go ahead, Barbara, you're unmuted.
Okay, I make a suggestion. Without spending any money on removing seaweed in the future, that you call the DEP and ask their question before you worry about spending any money, any kind, for seaweed. I think we went through that with the recent pier construction, and again, seaweed is in the water, cannot be removed, and end of story.
Thank you, Barbara.
Actually, in the water at Sea Spray. There is no beach. Well, there's a little tiny bit, but it's more needy.
Okay, we have another question in here from Bob or Cindy Trokey. Unmuted.
Hi, this is Bob Trokey again, 22 Blue Heron Road. I'm not asking for the association to or the board to engage in any legal proceeding, but I would ask that some documentation be provided regarding the ownership of the road. That there has to be something somewhere in the town records or in our records as a municipality, that shows that. And when the planning director says that we own our roads, the East Lyme planning director, I don't know what other, who else in East Lyme has authority to make other determinations, but there needs to be some documentation, so I'd appreciate it if the board could, obtain that. I'm not, without having to go through a legal action, just, that has to be somewhere and post it on the website. That would be very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
There's one more.
All right, would anyone like to move that we, what's the word in the meeting?
Adjourn. I'll move. Can we adjourn?
All right, second.
Phil Stanton
just seconded. All right. Everybody in favor?
All right.
Okay, so the meeting is adjourned. It's 9:55. Thank you for attending, everyone.